Let's all get up and dance to a song that was a hit before your mother was born. Though she was born a long, long time ago, your mother should know.
Your mother should
know.
Sing it again.
Let's all get up and dance to a song that was a hit before your mother was born. Though she was born a long, long time ago, your mother should know.
Mother
should know. Lift up your hearts and sing me a song that was a hit before your mother was born. Though she was born a long, long time ago, your mother should know.
Your mother should
know. Should know.
Your mother
should know. Though she was born a long, long time ago, your mother should know.
Your mother
should know. Your mother should know.
Your mother
should know. Your mother should know.
An homage to the Beatles right here on the Children's Hour. That was Casper Baby Pants with Your Mother Should Know from his Baby Beatles CD. And before that, Living in a Beatles Song is Brady Reimer with David Gibb from their Songs Across the Pond. Over the break, that was Albuquerque's own Wagogo. And before that, Lucky Diaz and Alicia Gaddis from the Lucky Diaz and the Family Jam Band with their 2025 Grammy-winning release, Brio Brio. Lucky Diaz and Alicia Gaddis chatted with us back in 2023 when they were nominated for the Grammy for their Felicidades release. They didn't win that time. That time it went to the Alphabet Rockers. But this time they did take it home.
Who in your life most influenced you?
I'll go first really quickly. I think my twin brother actually influenced me the most. He's also an artist, and we grew up obviously together. And he always had such interesting, cool ideas and interesting taste in music and movies. And seeing all the really cool things that he was really into really inspired me to make really cool, weird things. And so we're really weird together. So I think that my brother probably been the most influential person in my young life. And then Alicia was maybe the most influential person in my adult life. So I've had maybe two. But yeah, that's what I would say.
Is your brother an identical twin?
No, we're fraternal twins, but yeah, so we look differently. So, but we do have a lot of commonalities, I think, when we get together. You know, we kind of walk the same, and we look maybe like cousins, I think. I don't know. But he's a really cool guy.
Alicia, what about you?
I would probably say, well, definitely my parents, but my dad in terms of the way I approach things, because I'm a creative, but I'm also very, very structured. I'm a very organized, list-making person. So I have a producer brain at all times. So I think it helps me organize getting my ideas. My dad's a football coach, so he always had a goal. Every week there was a game to be won, and there was always a new game plan, and there was always something to look forward to and work towards. And in terms of like how Lucky and I approach our careers and our art, I put a lot of goals and forward motion and projects. Like, I think that's how we're able to create so much, is that's something I enjoy, is how I approach putting out art in the world.
Lucky, what's your favorite song you've ever recorded with your Lucky Diaz and the Family Jam Band?
I think my favorite Family Jam Band song is Pinata Attack. So,
oh yeah.
It's kind of, because I love surf music, so.
Anybody want to take a stab at surf music? Do you know what it means?
Is it songs that use a lot of instruments like steel drums, and they have, you know, very slow tempos, they're very calming, very chill?
That was such a good guess, but not right.
That was a really good idea.
But I love a wrong guess rather than no guess at all. Like, that's how I live my life. So like, that was nailing it. I would say, like, when I think of surf rock, it's like, or like the wave, like wipe out, like in beach, like surf rock, right, Lucky?
Yeah, so surf music is generally, yeah, that's a really good way to explain it. It's usually lots of guitars and drums, and there's lots of reverb, which is echo to mimic waves crashing. And there you have like lots of tom drums going like dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum, like things like that. So they all came from the 1960s. So from like 1960 to 1970, I think. In California, where we're from, there was, I think in the country, there was a large obsession with surfing and surf culture and beach parties for a while. This is like a long time before we were all around.
Those are our guests, Lucky Diaz and Alicia Gaddis. From Lucky Diaz and the Family Jam Band, coming up, we have some book reviews from the kids' crew of a book by Lucky and another book by Alicia. But first, let's surf.
Dale, 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 no esperes destino, porque si lo pierdes, pierdes el camino. Ya la dices una, I think I see you cry. Nunca see you cry. It's a piñata.
camino. Ya la dices una, I think I see a crowd.
Hello, my name is Beth Christopher, and I will be reviewing She Loves Me All the Same by Alicia Gaddis, illustrated by Mireya Morante, and published by Red Sky Entertainment. She Loves Me All the Same is about a girl and her stepmom and their special connection. They may not be blood relatives, but they love each other all the same. This book is written for kids ages 3 to 7. Readers will appreciate the cheery, colorful pictures that bring the story to life. The book is called She Loves Me All the Same by Alicia Gaddis, illustrated by Mireya Morante, and published by Red Sky Entertainment. This is Beth Christopher from the Children's Hour.
Thank you. en mis ojos. They help me see the world. Me gustan mis manos. Holding hands makes me smile.
Me Gusta, the Robert Ibach remix, is Lucky Diaz and the Family Jam Band. And before the book review, you heard Lucky Diaz from his Grammy-winning release, Brio Brio. They just won the Grammy for that one. You're hearing an interview with Lucky Diaz and Alicia Gaddis that we recorded back in 2023 when they were up for the Children's Best of Grammy last time for Los Fabulosos. And we've got a lot more coming up after the break.
This is Lucky Diaz.
And this is Alicia Gaddis from Lucky Diaz and the Family Jam Band.
And you're listening to the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio.
Many thanks to the Outpost Performance Space for hosting the Children's Hour. Children's Hour is supported by United Way of North Central New Mexico. Support for the Children's Hour provided by New Mexico Arts, a division of the New Mexico Department of Cultural Affairs, and by the National Endowment for the Arts. Support for the Children's Hour provided by the City of Albuquerque Cultural Services Department and the Urban Enhancement Trust Fund. The Children's Hour can take your unwanted vehicle and turn it into Kids Public Radio. Learn more at childrenshour.org.